The Gemara Brachos and Daf Mem Gimel on base tells us Amar of Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Minayim Shmevochen Al Hareach Shenema Kol HaNeshama Tahalal Ko Ezu Dova Shehaneshama Nenes Mimenu Ve'en Haguf Nenem Mimenu Hare Omer Zeh Hareach. The Gemara brings a separate pasuk to tell us that you have to make a bracha on smelling something pleasant. And offhand, it's difficult. Why do we need a special gzeres hakos of kol neshama talakah? We should know that there's a general, that the Gemara learns in general that birkas hanenin is a svara. The Gemara has told us in the past, osu lehonis me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, that it's forbidden to have hanoah from benefit from this world without first making a bracha. The Gemara says it's like me'ila, it goes l'shamokim, stealing from Hashem, me'ila. So this birkas hareach, making bracha on pleasant smelling incense or whatever smells good, should be included in that general halacha. So maybe the answer is, the Rav said, the birkas hareach is different. Since we find the Gemara tells us that kol umar of reach ein behem mishum me'ila, and since there's no me'ila, there's no, if you smell something, so similarly that we would think that there's no obligation to make a bracha, since the foundation of birkas hanenin is gezel and me'ila, and so therefore we need a special pasuk kan shemalkar to tell us that there's a separate halach of making a bracha, because to thank Hashem, independent of the isa me'ila, but without the chalais isa. However, this is, if one looks in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam Perek Tes Mehilchos Brachos Halacha Aleph says, "Kishem she'osel adam lehonis b'maychel b'mashker kodem bracha, kach osel lehonis b'reich tov kodem bracha." That just as one is forbidden to benefit and have hanor from food or drink without making a bracha, similarly, it's also lehonis b'reich tov, from a good smell, without first making a bracha. And from the Ram, it seems that he's included the loch of reach, breaking brachos reish of leach, together with oichel umashke, that they're both all equivalent. And similarly, in the lashon Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Tes Zayin is os lehonis mereach tov ad shivoch kodem shereach. So you see from the lashon of the Mechaber as well that it's a loch that there's a chalois isa. So once we need that there's a chalois isa, the question returns: why do we need a special pasuk on Shem and Tel Ka? It often should be included in the general halachas of bracha, which is a svara that asal lehonis b'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Unless we say that possibly the answer is that without the gzeres hakos of kol neshama kar, we would have thought that's not included because there's no isa me'ila as relates to reach. But afterwards, once we have that pasuk, so then it tells us that it's to be subsumed in the general category of bracha. But this remains with a little bit of a tzarach iyun.